The congregation may be seated. I would love to invite the children to come on forward. You can come on down. Come on. Hello. She can still hear me even from back there. Make no eye contact with me. All right. All right. This is one of my all-time favorite books. There's all kinds of really cool stories in here. At your house? Oh, then maybe you've already heard this story. I want to read to you a story called Too Many Daves. All right? Too Many Daves. All right? Because I want to set the stage. All right? So here we are. Did I ever tell you that Mrs. McCabe had 23 sons and she named them all Dave? Well, she did. And that wasn't a smart thing to do. You see, when she wants one and calls out, "Yoo-hoo! Come into the house, Dave," she doesn't get one. All 23 Daves come in on the run. It's crazy. Not one, 23. It's kind of nuts. It's kind of chaotic, right? All right. So instead of being able to just say, "Hey, Dave," and have one come, 23 come. Has your life ever been kind of crazy like that? No, not for 23 people coming, but I bet your life has been a little crazy at times, hasn't it? Yeah, they go run, and it's just kind of at school, on the playground, and crazy. All right, so Mrs. McCabe has an idea. This makes things quite difficult at the McCabes, as you can imagine, with so many Daves, and often she wishes that when they were born, she had named one of them Bodkin Van Horn, and one of them Hoosfoos, and one of them Snim, and one of them Hotshot, and one Sunny Jim, and one of them Shadrach, and one of them Blinky, and one of them Stuffy, and one of them Stinky. Another one Putt-Putt, another one Moonface, another one Marvin O'Gravel Balloon Face, and one of them Ziggy, and one Soggy Muff, one Biff Buffalo Bill, and one Biffalo Buff, and one of them Sneepy, and one Weepy Weed, and one Paris Garters, and one Harris Tweed, and one of them Sir Michael Carmichael Zutt, and one of them Oliver Bolivar Butt, and one of them Zanzibar Buck Buck McFate. But she didn't do it, and now it's too late. She can't give them. She went, I shouldn't give them new name, right? But she couldn't. In your life, when it gets crazy and it gets chaotic and there's all of that stuff going on, you don't have to give people new names. You know what we do? That's it. That's it. You have different names, so you can't even give each other different names. What we do is we count on the peace of Jesus. Not a piece of Jesus, but the peace. When Jesus comes into your heart, when Jesus stands by you, he takes away your nervousness, he takes away your fear, takes away your sadness. He makes all of it feel better so that you can love and help people around you, so that you can help all the people sitting up there with you guys when you go back upstairs, right? The peace of Jesus, not a new name, not anything like Sneepy or Weepy Weed, not anything like Oliver Bolivar Butt, none of those things. What have instead? Let's pray. Dear Jesus, life can be confusing, and we need your peace. Thank you for standing by us. Thank you for being with us. And thank you for helping us love one another. I give you thanks for this day, Lord. You guys have a great day. They get up so fast.